You're listening to Comedy Central.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Who would I vote for? The person who's running against Donald Trump? I mean, if I was voting for jokes, I'd vote for Donald Trump. But I'm tired of him now. It's like, I thought Donald Trump was gonna be like crazy a little bit and then we'd get to talk about other things in the world. And he doesn't want to not be the story. That's what frustrates me about him. Do you know what I mean? So like, you go like, man, just be a little bit crazy and go away. Then be a little bit crazy, then go away. You know what I'm saying? Let us like, you know, like indulge in, like, it's like a show. Imagine if like Game of Thrones was like daily. You'd be like, I'm tired of these dragons. Dragons once a week, wow. Dragons every day, you're like, whoa. He doesn't understand that, like, you know? This is like, it's too much. It's just too much. I'm tired. I'm just, because he's always, no, because like even now, you have the rallies and you have the caucuses and you have the primaries taking place. Who was in Iowa for no reason? Donald Trump. Do you get what I'm saying? New Hampshire is going to be tomorrow. Who's holding a rally in New Hampshire at the exact same time? Donald. He just cannot stand to not be the news. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if Donald Trump was like at somebody's bridal shower, he'd just be like, I'm also pregnant. Be like, no. Be like, you're not pregnant. I am totally pregnant, so pregnant. I'm happy that you're getting married, but I'm pregnant. And I'm marrying my baby. Twice the announcements. You're like, no, what are you doing, man? It just has to be about him. So yeah. So I hope that's the thing where I do think Republicans have a more what's the word I'm looking for? It's not even realistic, but they have a more cutthroat way of thinking about an election. Is I understand that many Democratic voters can get to the point where, because it's a binary system, you like, I don't like one, I don't like the other, I hate the other, I don't like one. I'm not going to vote. But Republicans last time, what did they say? I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Trump. They were like, this man is, many Republicans were like, he's despicable, he's crude, he doesn't represent us, I'm here for the fiscal numbers and the this and the that. And they're like, but I can't get anywhere else, I'll vote for him, hold my nose. And then a lot of Democrats were like, no, I'm not voting at all. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, what people don't seem to realize is, then you get all of nothing as opposed to some of something. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not romantic.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.